Hey, everybody, welcome to Bonner Breakdown. We want to thank you for joining us today for episode 11 with Andy Grote with Sandpoint City Council and UPS driver. And got recently elected to the Sandpoint City Council. We're going to have a great conversation with Andy. We want to first and foremost thank our sponsors, Bonner Community Housing Agency, and our season sponsor, Ting Crazy Fast Internet. They're providing great internet throughout the area. Go to ting.com/internet and hit click on Sandpoint. You can type in your address and get some more information about whether or not they're available for you in your area. If not, you might want to pre-register so they know to come your direction. Now with that, again, we say thank you to Ting. I want to start off with the good report, as we try and do every episode, and just say, hey, there is always something good in your life to think about. There's always something good. Sometimes we get all this bad news. And you know what, though? If you stop and you think about it, I bet you could find a really good story or a really good thing to put your mind to focus on, to be grateful for. I think the more that we do that, the better our community, the better our lives are going to be. So even if you're thinking about your mama, right? You're thinking about friends, family, whoever in your life that you're grateful for, that's good, right? So let's think about what's good and let's raise your cup, whatever it is that you have in your hand. I got this beautiful mug from Ting. I want you to hold it up and let's just give a cheers to the good report. So cheers. Ting. There you go. We clinked. Ting. There you go. All right. Now with that, I do want to just talk briefly. Listen, we're in bad weather. In the wintertime, accidents happen. Things can go sideways very quickly, as we saw at Silver Mountain. Praying for families and loved ones of those who were lost in the avalanches up there. I just think about that, hitting home. I love the fact that Schweitzer is a very safe mountain. So is Silver Mountain. It was a bad situation with the weather. I did have a good report, though, right? Because we're here for the good report. I have a good report because in Nelson, BC, which is just north of us, two snowboarders, teenagers, they got lost. They got off the beaten path in the Quaw Valley and ended up skiing way further down than they probably should have. And they got lost. They didn't know where they were at. They weren't able to kind of get out. And so they knew enough to build a shelter. And then they started a fire and they stayed put and they waited for search and rescue to come and find them. And that's really, what search and rescue says the best thing to do is to hole up somewhere, make a fire if you can, and stay put so you can be found. But the best part is what they had to keep themselves warm. They ended up burning all of their homework. And I think that's an absolute pass on Tuesday when they went to school. Where's your homework? Well, we burned it to stay alive. I just think that that's a great a great way to get out of homework is to burn it because you got lost. But we're glad that those young boys were safe and they knew what to do. So I thought that was a good report. With that, I want to say cheers to the good report and the good reports in your life. There's always something to celebrate, and cheers to the good report. Ting. There you go. All right. Now with that, we're going to slide right in to Andy Grote. Enjoy episode number 11 and have a great day.
Yeah. So the interesting part about this is that there's this interesting dichotomy, and maybe this will come up, the interesting dichotomy between being a normal average citizen and then an elected official. Obviously there needs to be, and there is a greater deal of responsibility.
Yeah.
However,
yeah,
our constituents still want us to be normal people.
I think you're right.
So how do we maintain that?
Well, let's talk about it. Okay. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you on, Andy.
Good morning, buddy.
We haven't spent a lot of time together. We've kind of brushed up against each other, right, in several different settings. And so it's good to finally sit down and get to know you a little bit. I'm going to
Just pull that a little bit closer. Coach me a little bit.
Yep, perfect.
So that's been the nice part about my job and the jobs that I've had.
Because
so with my previous job with Coca-Cola, it was a route job. Uh-huh. And so I was able to bounce around, which for my personality, to be able to do some change is good. Like, I've got a pretty intense and mobile kind of, I'm not necessarily a fixed point. I like to move around and I like change. So that taught me some things. And then the UPS gig, which I had done in college before, was perfectly suited for me and my personality. That's so great. I feel completely blessed to be able to live in a place that most people would choose to retire in, but I get to raise my family and have a career here.
Yeah.
That being said, to your point of, we've kind of bounced and brushed up against one another, but that is the beautiful thing about this UPS gig is that you have these 15 second to 30 second interactions over 15 years. Right. And you get to really know people.
I bet you do. I was just going to say, I bet you have a whole different perspective on a lot of people than, you know, just from delivering packages.
I hope so. So I think that some of this is a bit of that test condense those 15 second, 30 second, second interactions into something that actually means something that's valuable to the public that now I represent.
So give us your history. So when did you move to Sandpoint? How long have you been here?
So I grew up in Spokane.
Okay.
Went to high school there.
Where'd you go to high school?
U-High.
Okay, yep. What year did you graduate?
93.
94. Ferris. So,
Titan, and you are Saxons.
Yeah,
yep. Okay. So I wrestled all through high school.
Okay.
So you?
No, just I did a little in junior high.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's.
I went to Libby. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's back before it closed down. So.
Yeah. Well, that's another topic.
That's a whole other
topic.
Okay. So, we're not here to talk about Spokane, but you know, hey.
Yep. So I was working in Spokane and I had finished my degree. I had done internships with Parks and Rec and all that kind of stuff. And the money more or less had dried up and I needed a real big boy job. So I went to work for Coca-Cola and I was stock shelves, all that kind of stuff. I was married and had a family and needed a real job.
Yeah,
and I had a college education.
Yeah, you need some income. Yeah.
And so they had a sales route, an account manager position.
Okay.
So I had been to Sandpoint one other time previously when I was about 10. My parents brought me up here. Didn't really know anything about anything, but I needed that job. So I came up here and we did pack the family into the car, did a hot lap up here, kind of took a look at things. And that was at the time where both sets of the highways were being constructed. And so it took us about 4 hours to get through. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the time we're like, okay, what are we getting ourselves into? Yeah. So that was that. And then I had a great career with them. I needed to change. My dad had passed away and I was like, I need to do something different. And then UPS was right there, put my time in with UPS on the part-time scene. Mm-hmm. And then, became a driver, bounced around all of the different surrounding counties, all the different little places, and really found out that the activity, the pace, the change in the four seasons, the managing the stress of what's going on in that package car with the customers, with the climate, was perfect for my attention span.
That's good.
So,
right on.
And so here I am.
Yeah. Well, and when was that?
I moved up here in 2001.
Okay, 2001.
Yep, my youngest daughter was just born. She was born in Spokane, but didn't know anything else other than Sandpoint. And then, currently I've got, my kids are older and all grown up. She was the youngest, 18, just graduated high school, and now she is on her big girl trip.
Wow.
And so now.
Come on, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yep. Super cool.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
That's great. So you get connected up here. You're working at UPS. You're just kind of grinding life, right? It seemed like it. You're just doing what you do. Mm-hmm. You got family things going on. Raising kids is always a handful. It's a big project. Mm-hmm. And so were you prodded to go into politics, or was that something that you kind of felt, maybe that's something I could do? Was that, how did that come about?
Not politics. It's a matter of, so similar to you, I've watched you raise your family. I've seen your kids come up. You've got a boy that was playing football about the same time that my kids were in school.
Yep.
For me, there just becomes a greater and greater investment in my community and then our community.
Yeah,
so
totally.
It's just an increasing investment while I was increasing my participation in my community. As far as politics, I know I'm elected.
And you've been sworn in?
We got sworn in last Thursday. So like,
I was
going
to say, it just happened, right?
This is now the official capacity. Yeah. So my hope is that what got me here shouldn't change. There's some things that need to change. I need more professionalism, be more commit to the things that I had said while we were walking
Correct.
Up.
Yeah,
okay?
yeah.
But yet still be consistent, still be relatable, still be a citizen, still be involved, engaged. So for whatever reason, the whole term politics or politician still does not, like, I don't like the term.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, and that might just be a personal, I don't want to be a politician, and I don't necessarily want to be in politics. I just want to be involved, and I want to be an involved citizen.
Right.
If
right.
by definition, that's the path, then therefore, here we go.
Yeah.
So do a good job.
Well, and it is interesting because civic service has definitely turned into almost a bad word.
And it had. So maybe this is an opportunity to pivot and shift into a space that makes it less of a hot topic and more of we're participating in our citizenship and our responsibilities to the commitment to our
That's
community.
Good.
There's a bunch of words in there, but it's the it's a first take that personal responsibility and clean your own house.
Right.
And see, make sure that things are cool inside.
Yeah.
Take that out to your family, raise your kids, make sure that they're okay. Granted, you never necessarily know.
Yeah, I can't control that.
But as you do that, then broaden that scope. And maybe that community involvement on a greater scale is there for you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not here to say that, I've done all those things to completion, but I'm in process and I'm doing those things.
Yeah.
I believe
Good.
I've, awesome. I sweep my side of the street.
Yeah.
I've taught my kids to do the same.
Yeah.
And they're right now, they're doing absolutely great. So then for me, what else is there? And dude, this is not the first gig that you've had. You've had a lot of different things. And so in this community, it provides us an opportunity to do some different things.
I think that one of the things that gets lost in the shuffle when it comes to when you're serving in, whether it's on a city council or in the county, even if you're working or employed in government, is that the heartbeat of the city is in the families and the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so finding, what's the heartbeat of, and how can I serve the heartbeat?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think that's going to come out in a lot of different directions, whether you're putting together a podcast or you're pastoring a church or you're dropping packages off at UPS or you're running for city council. You try and find ways to kind of serve the heartbeat of the community. And there are certain people who are focused that way and other people who just aren't.
And that's okay.
No problem with that at all.
Right. Not to step over you, but I think that what you're doing. Okay. I think that podcasts are the potential medium to be able to bring long format conversations back to the coffee table.
That's right. Yeah.
And this is in juxtaposition to what I just said of I have these 15-second interactions with people. They're really quick, but you compile them over time and it actually adds up to mean something where then we can do this and we can talk in a long format and for the people, they will know you and I better. And I think that is important.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Is it important to know where we fit on topics? Yeah, for sure. It's also important for you and I as community members to know who we are and how we think. I think it's important. And this is what was interesting about the walk-up, and I was hoping we could talk about this
because
this is a totally
it's wide open, whatever.
So I wanted to talk about the lead-up to the election and that whole process because this was my first one and I learned a lot. And there are some great people in our community. Mm-hmm. The questions that were being asked, there were only a few people at that in those forums that could actually speak to how these things are going to get solved because they have history with the government. They know what's going on. They understand. Right. The rest of us, we either don't really you're speculating to the point where you don't know how the process works, and so you're speaking out of term, but then you can't not say anything because then your people don't know you. And what I was really hoping to get to is, folks, it would be important for you guys to know how we think, because then you can question and trust that when something comes up, whether it's a budgetary thing or something that's controversial, you can at least know how this individual you can know better
what,
how this person thinks.
What are they going to do, right?
Well, you don't know.
So one of the things that I notice often is that people lack a lot of self-awareness about their own filters. Like just lacking awareness of, oh, I view the world this way or that way. So some people see the world with a little silver lining around every cloud, and they can look at any situation and go, I can see something great come out. That's me, right? Like I look at almost anything and I'm like, you know what?
There's
a huge opportunity here. There's, you know, and I just tend to be
some of that has to do
you know,
with
optimistic,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And there's other people that anytime there's a gray cloud, they see a tornado coming. Right? Like they see something, they see the worst possible outcome. And so it was very interesting in the forums. You know, I had this conversation with Kate, you know, talking about, well, they weren't really debates, you know, it was just forums where people just get to kind of share their thoughts and ideas. But some people were very negatively focused, you know, and I was like, oh, okay. So it didn't matter what it was, those people are bad. This thing is wrong. This thing is bad. You know, and you could just see for me, I'm looking at what's their filter. Like how often are they responding to things with, actually, I think this could be really good or this could have a great outcome or, you know, like it was very rare, very few that actually said, well, we'll see what happens. You know, it could be good, could be bad. I'm open. I'm waiting to see what happens. You know, so those are the things that I personally look for. And that's one of the things I appreciated about your candidacy, because you were just very open, like, I'm not sure where this is going. I'm like, oh, okay, he's reserved judgment on some things, and I think you have to when you don't have all the facts.
So what one of the things now that I am thinking to motivate myself to continue to go down this path is to learn quickly but act slowly, because I had walked up with, hey, I'm here to learn. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So now that I've said that, now I need to do that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a lot there's the mechanics of how the city council works. There's the mechanics, how a city works. There's the mechanics of how to dialogue with the citizenry and to kind of distill some of the information from friction. Yep. There's a lot to learn that one would need to learn quickly, but that does not mean act quickly. What I would like to not do is not, okay, got elected. Here we go. We're going to change this. Like, no. I don't even know necessarily how to make effective, meaningful, good change. And for the large part, whether it's the silver lining people or the dark tornado people, they don't. The consistent thing is, change scares them.
Yeah.
So
true.
Let's not scare them. So how about if
that's a good point?
Is this change necessary? And then is this change going to be good? So how about we do good rather than feel good? So I appreciate you and the different things that you have done, because you have worn many, many hats.
Yep.
And I think that you are taking this new media very responsibly, and you're doing a good job at it. And I think
you. Yeah, that's awesome.
That the
here, let's have you talk on the mic a little bit more on that topic. about how good I'm doing. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Well, but somebody has to go first.
Yeah, agreed.
You know,
well, I do think that there is there's some healthy media here. I get personally, like, I was sitting in a Bonner regional team meeting, right? And so mm-hmm. we had these mm-hmm. meetings with planners and, you know, mayors and a county commissioner or two every once in a while. And you've got all these people and employees of the county, employees of the city, and everybody getting together and having these hard conversations, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. And we really felt like in stakeholders, so Association of Realtors, Chamber, the housing agency, different people were there saying, okay, we've got some special interests here. We want to help in the conversation mm-hmm. about business, about real estate, about land, about water use, planning, all that
all
stuff. Now we yeah. know that all of those things have to happen in their proper order with the Planning and Zoning Commission, right? They all have to happen through their proper order, but there's a lot of big picture planning conversations that never happen because we're not allowed to all sit in the room and have this conversation.
Right.
And so that was the goal of the BRT. So we're sitting around a table and we're talking about what are the big needs? Like, what do we need here? And I'm hearing around the table, every person talk about communication. Every person saying, I can't really get my message out. The disinformation is insane. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of truth, like this is the facts. And then the opposite thing is the loudest, biggest thing that's heard, but it's not true. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing this from planning people. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing it from mayors. I'm hearing it from reps mm-hmm. In Kootenai and different people like there. And I'm like, this is kind of weird. I said, well, you know, and I'm a big fan of podcasts. I'm like, if yep. I started one, would you guys be interested? Every hand in the room went up. I said, okay, great. We're going to do long format interviews mm-hmm. and just pick everybody's brain. You got a hot topic, call me. I'll sit you down and we'll have the conversation. But that was actually birthed out of that because we don't have a medium for that here. Mm-hmm. You know, I love what KRFY is doing. Mm-hmm. I love what KPND does. Mm-hmm. I enjoy The Reader. I enjoy Daily B. I love our media outlets. Mm-hmm. But there's this big missing window of how can we have a real conversation with real people and get to know you. So I think a lot of people see you in an UPS outfit.
Yep, for sure.
But they don't know you.
Okay.
Right? I mean, they've got a persona.
Don't they?
But they've got a persona of Andy.
Yeah.
But who's Andy?
Okay, well, I'll challenge that.
Yeah, go ahead.
But don't they? They see me every day. They see me out there hustling and working hard. They, yeah. If they take a minute mm-hmm. and we share stuff about our families, yeah. then they know I have kids.
Yeah.
They know that I'm invested in the community. They know that I'm in their neighborhood just as much as mm-hmm. anybody else in their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And if they've been paying attention, I've been in this community for 20 some odd years.
Right.
How much do you want to know how I cut my steak? Like how much
sure.
more do you need to know? And so I'm going to challenge that because
okay.
I think that in maybe this climate or this culture that we're at right now is that there are those that are looking for those gotcha moments.
Totally.
And that's, yeah. and so but to your point about this long format and these conversations and mm-hmm. to what you had said earlier about kind of the polarization of communication is that I feel that we're not patient enough with mm-hmm. one another mm-hmm. to have conversations and be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
That was just a rough draft. Let me
so
say
great.
That over again. Like, yeah. hold on a second. Like I'm thinking you, be
I'm
patient
processing
with me to,
my data.
To
yeah.
think and speak mm-hmm. out loud, but mm-hmm. that is not
the rule. Yeah.
So how about,
that's good.
But I don't know how to stick the landing on that
have, one. I would have no idea where you land on the political spectrum.
Okay.
I would have no idea what your thoughts are on any of the issues that the city's dealing with.
Oh.
The only thing that I really understand and know is that you love this community. Like, that's clear.
Sure.
Right? Like, that stands out above everything else. You're open.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming in with a ton of assumptions, even on things that you kind of felt strongly about. You're like, I don't have all the facts, but this is how I'm feeling about it.
Okay.
And you would just talk that out in the forums. And I think that's why you got elected, is because people, it's just like a breath of fresh air, you know, I think for a lot of people.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of things where we're like, okay, well, we'll see what Andy does, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, yeah, for sure. You know, I think everybody's kind of excited to see anybody who's politically minded in Sandpoint. Most people don't really care unless it personally affects them,
right,
what happens at the city. But, you know, I think it's going to be really, really fun to see how all that stuff kind of, how you move through that process, because I like the way you think.
Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate that. Well, I have a feeling that we're birds of a feather, so there's going to be one of those.
Like, totally.
Hey, yeah. You know, I like the color blue. I like the color blue.
Yeah, 6-1. Yeah, we're good.
So you said a lot there, and I'm going to try to go back to one of the things that you had said in the beginning of that statement of, I don't know where you stand on this, this, and this. Okay. I was trying to hang on to listen to all the other questions that you had in there.
Awesome. Good. And we can run it back.
That's what I hit on, mm-hmm. my immediate response is that important? Mm-hmm. Is that important for you to know where mm-hmm. I stick on all of these things? Probably on some things, sure. for sure,
yeah.
but not on all things. Mm-hmm. And I'm turning 45 this year.
That's awesome.
And I don't know everything. And thankfully, I'm way different at 25 than I am at 35 and than I am at 45. Yeah. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be different at 55 and 65. And God willing, however many more breaths I get, that's fine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I don't think that it is appropriate for me to go like, this is where I'm at. Some people can. Some mm-hmm. people are like that. I'm not like that. I like to it's better for me to understand what and how and why.
Okay.
So then I can know for myself.
Yeah.
And good on other people that are able to kind of see through the weeds and the trees better than that and really understand where they're at with this, because we need people like that.
Yeah,
in my life, absolutely need people mm-hmm. that are, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Because, you know, because I trust you and I know you,
yep.
you can be a true yep. north yep. to and for me when I'm confused.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
To challenge mm-hmm. that, though, mm-hmm. you cannot be wishy-washy. You mm-hmm. can't be, it would be inappropriate to be inconsistent and wishy-washy, and then you're just playing to an audience. So now you're totally. Stuck in an echo chamber.
Yeah.
Or you're just playing to whatever audience that you are either so elected, playing to the audience that is going to help you get voted,
mm-hmm.
or the dinner table people that you're at. And then how are we going to have a conversation? Because now, so say we go into this. Okay, so
we're very much on the same page, and I think you're on it. Yeah.
Well, while I was walking up through this, I did. It is humbling mm-hmm. the level of support that anybody gets when they choose to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to do this, well. And I had some people that I knew very well and some people that I didn't know at all that were very supportive and very encouraging. They didn't say one way or the other. They were just like, we're glad that you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. to your point, they don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
They know me enough to mm-hmm. know that I'm here every day mm-hmm. working hard,
yep.
making sure that, and they trust me to mm-hmm. be at their doorstep mm-hmm. on their porch, mm-hmm. on their back
yeah,
door,
totally.
All of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of that is there. So there were others that were like, oh man, I couldn't even imagine you. I couldn't even imagine myself putting myself and exposing myself in that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't want to expose myself and put myself in that kind of
sure,
way.
Sure, totally. Now, yeah.
So this is what I found, and that there's a population, and I would think that it's quite a few, that are busy raising their family, mm-hmm. busy working, busy with mm-hmm. all the different stuff that they've mm-hmm. got going on, and they're intelligent and they're insightful. But they can't find their way into the conversation because mm-hmm. they're either ignored,
mm-hmm.
shut down,
mm-hmm.
or that individual yep. goes, listen, I don't have time for this, and
yep.
walks away.
Yep.
And so now,
yeah.
collectively, mm-hmm. we've lost a voice. So.
Yep, agreed.
And now back to one
agreed.
Of the other points.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's Andy going to do now that we're on council? Like, there's six of us. It's not the Andy show. It's not
right.
the Kate show. It's
yeah.
not the Shelby show.
Yeah.
It's not the anybody show.
Yeah.
We are a council
mm-hmm.
of people that have chosen to do a thing, to
yep.
be informed, and collectively talk to one another, including our constituency,
that's right.
and
yep.
come to... and make decisions.
Yeah.
When we need to make decisions.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't. So thankfully, nobody voted for me. Like, oh well, Andy's going to go and he's going to do this, because like, probably not.
Yeah.
Especially not from in the beginning.
Yeah.
I have not found great success going in and just being the bully and the bull. Can I be?
Yeah.
For sure. I got a bit of a personality.
All right.
But I got to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because there's no credibility there.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, you are, seems like there's a effort to maintain a position where, don't trap me in a box a little bit, you know, and I think that that's,
are you trying to trap me?
No, like with not at all.
But that's the thing.
Not like at all. But I think a lot of people, in our current climate, everyone is defining each other according to the box. Right. So,
you should ask yourself why. Why?
Exactly.
Why are you trying to make it so clear cut that this? Are you looking for gotcha moments? Are you looking, because just by your own words, trapping in a box. You could have said put you in a box.
Totally. Like,
I'm paying attention to your words.
I know. Yep.
Why is anybody trying to trap anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought we were all in this together.
Yeah.
Or are we not?
No, I don't think we are. And so I think we wish that we were. I think we all want to be together, but when there's a disagreement on an issue, everyone is rallying around their troops, around the same people that agree with them, and then they stick with the people that agree with them. So what I'm finding in a lot of these conversations is everyone is looking for the people that they agree with, whether it's their passion or whether it's their diehard issue or whatever that thing is, that they're looking more for agreement than for truth.
What I have found with that does not help me grow, and that does not help me become a better person.
I totally agree with that.
Those two things are my definition of what community is. So I think what we're having a tough time with is we all agree on community, okay? But we don't all agree on the definition of our community.
Correct.
And this isn't just a problem for Bonner County.
This is like you had said that you would talk to
other counties. Like this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And my hope is that I'll be able to kind of see where I'm at in that wave. So like I'm a bit of a metaphorical speaker because I'm not like I need to scale things down to understand them better. And so, and especially with raising kids, the daunting task of trying to figure out, like, how is it that I'm going to communicate this message to them that they're going to relate to that will actually impress on them that will help them later? Or am I just running my mouth, blah, blah, blah?
Right.
At what point did I lose them?
Yeah.
So we are on a wave, or we are in the water.
Okay.
And so we're either paddling out to a wave, we're either popping up and we're surfing on that wave and actually riding it, or we're getting ready to get crushed by that wave. Those three things. That's one of the tools that I use to try to figure out, okay, where am I at in this?
That's good.
Because if I think that I'm paddling out, where in fact I'm about ready to get crushed, that's wrong. And there's going to be, so as a parent of raising daughters, that was really at the forefront. Like, what is it that I'm not seeing? I kind of think that everything's cool, but actually, no, there's a new boyfriend coming and I'm going to get like asked some questions that I'm not going to know the answers to. That kind of stuff. Now, again, I don't mean to, like, I said scaling things.
Yeah, it's good.
I know that I'm elected. I'm an elected city council member. I do not take that responsibility lightly.
Right.
It's very important to me. My involvement in this community, it was going to be something somewhere, whether it was, and this is the example, picking up garbage on a weekend or getting elected.
Yeah, yeah,
it was going to be something,
totally.
and it's this. So I also, taking on responsibility seems, for my personality, helps me take care of myself better, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. It helps me, because then, like, too much downtime. I don't necessarily like being depressed or at home or kicking the sheets. Like, I want to be doing something so much to the point where I want to have done enough that I just go to bed and I fall asleep, that I don't let my mind race. I don't let my mind, like, I just want to, like, look, get home, look towards my bed and go, I think I could make it.
Yeah, right.
Where often you know, I fall asleep on the couch petting the dog.
Yeah.
That, but that's part of my personality. So I would have allowed myself to be led down that path. No one asked me necessarily to run.
Okay.
I was encouraged by other people that I've had long format conversations with that have also said, you, not necessarily that I agree with the way that you think,
yeah,
but you think,
yeah,
you should run.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'll think about it.
No. And I really, I'll follow up on just a couple little things. I think that when it comes to the way that we're processing information, in the sense of, when we talk about boxes, I think that, and the reason why I use the word trapped is because, you're either in or you're out to a lot of people right now. You're either in my box or you're in a different box. And there's this growing divide that we're seeing in our community here and in America across the table.
Okay, so do you think
that those boxes are continuing?
Do you think that it is growing? Do you think?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But that's what we hear, right? Is that the divide is getting bigger and bigger. And so I'm a big proponent that the pendulum swings. Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent that, man, as soon as everybody thinks that the tension is so high, where it's going to come back together. And I think we're about to hit that season where we're going to see a lot of, I felt like 2020 was the year that the gatekeepers that have given us the narratives, that all of those narratives that everyone has believed over the past 10, 20 years, that they're all systematically going to get kind of torn down this year. No matter where you're at on almost any issue, the narrative that you hear will be exposed for what's actually true, right? And I think so. And I just think that in general, people are going to start thinking differently.
So let's put a pin in that just for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if in fact the pendulum does swing, then the caution would be that the swing over to whatever direction it goes, that group now is not perpetuating gotcha. And just accept that the pendulum does swing.
That's right.
And so now it's time to get to work.
Yeah.
Not a, see, I told you.
That's right. Yeah.
That serves
absolutely
no good for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I was very aware, you know, in the positions that I've held, that doing long form interviews, people are going to find out a lot more about me than they would ever find from listening to a sermon. Because I don't do a lot of personal opining about my personal opinions, I don't talk politics. I don't talk about any of that stuff. I mean, it is just focused on, this is what the gospel is. This is what the word said. Like, it's very focused. And these are some personal applications that you can use for your life. Here's how to have a healthy walk with God. Well, doing this, I had to go through a process of getting over the fear of the gotchas, right? Of getting like, okay, this is something that I need to do, but I got to get over the worry that someone's going to yank a clip and make it sound like X, Y, and Z, right? Mm-hmm. And I know where I lean politically. I know kind of where I stand in my personal belief system. I know the things that I consider to be extremely high priorities for me in how I look at the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now other people get to know that too. And some people might not like it. Not up to me. Right?
And
I'm not worried about that.
We're people. And yeah, and it would be great if we could extend that level of grace to not just the people that agree with us, but the people that may or may not disagree with us. Because I would like to believe that there's a common good that can be found.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I hear what you're saying. And I've been up here for 20 years, and I've seen almost 20 years. I've seen the ebb and flow of people coming and going, and I've been up here. I've watched the economic struggles and the gains, and I've seen how people have responded and reacted. Mm-hmm. And I've been very fortunate. There, and not just because of me and what it's because of other people have cared to inform me.
Yeah.
There has been community around me, and that has what has allowed me to be to successfully raise my family up here. And I would like others to have that opportunity
right.
to do so.
Yeah.
And there's a lot. I guess the struggle for that I have for me up here in that common ground spot is that people have found Bonner County and Sandpoint for a variety of different reasons.
That's
but
right.
for the yep. most part, they've left something for this place. Mm-hmm. They have left some place that they didn't like
yeah.
for a lot of different reasons, and a lot of them valid.
Yeah.
And have sure. found this place. There was something about this place that was attracted to them that is just as varied as why they left.
Mm-hmm.
For good reason.
And yet there's also so, it's also so similar.
So I'm, yeah. so I'm going yeah, okay. I'm gonna get that. One would like to believe, and this is the thread of logic that I use that then ends up getting me confused because it doesn't make sense because the conclusion is not as predictable as I would have thought.
Yeah.
That wherever it is that you left for whatever reason you had, and then you fell in love with this place, it was just, you came across the Longbridge and it was this, ah,
uh-huh. yeah.
that would be enough common for everybody. And for whatever hang up that you're leaving, you let it go. Like you left for a reason.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing it? Like if all this baggage was weighing you down here and you were made to carry it over here and you found this place because there's less baggage for you to carry, why are you bringing it with you?
Yeah, come on.
Let it
go.
That's
a good word.
And just
yep.
chill out. And I'm not saying that, you know, with woo-woo, crystal clenching,
yeah.
kumbaya stuff. No, like one of the reasons why I like it up here is it is hard to live up here. We've got four seasons. The weather's going to change.
Yep.
You know, I work in it. I love it. It's way better. Like, could you imagine me in a cubicle? Could you imagine me in this for 8 hours, 10 mm-hmm. hours, 12 hours? We had a 14-hour day on Monday. That should be enough for people, our community, to just relax. We're all in the same space together, and maybe that's enough. We're all stuck
maybe
in the elevator
yep.
together. Everybody's yep. going on different floors. Everybody's mm-hmm. got different distance. But mm-hmm. right now, in this moment, we're all in this same space together, mm-hmm. and that could be enough. Unless you're trying to completely change and alter everything that's up here.
Okay. So what are the common things in this region? What are the common things in this area that we all can pretty much wrap our head around and go, yeah, we're all here for that?
Well, I came up here for work.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember my folks talking about this place as a really unique spot that a group of eclectic people
yeah.
get along.
Very eclectic, yeah.
And you have an agricultural base, you've got a trades base, you've got a hardworking base. So when I showed up, all the mills were in full swing. So you mm-hmm. had good, hardworking, blue collar.
Mm-hmm.
And Coldwater Creek was up here. Not to use them as two buttressed examples, but
it's a good spread.
All their kids were yeah. going to the same school.
Yeah.
So you had working people whose kids went to the same spot, and they both had to work. So everybody had to figure out. And you would think that that would be enough. And so
right.
it was really cool. The hard part at that time was shortly after that, I think the timber prices fell.
Mm-hmm.
The housing market was going through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mills started mm-hmm. to get decommissioned.
Mm-hmm.
And because with the job that I had, I was in Bounder County, Bonner County, a little bit of Kootenai County, and Priest River, you know,
yeah.
McLeod, all those places. And mm-hmm. I started seeing the mills go from this
mm-hmm.
to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people
mm-hmm.
changed.
Yeah.
And it was just, it became different
mm-hmm.
in because the work went away.
Right.
And so maybe if I'm real honest with myself, I think that the common thread that I would like for our folks here is hard work, a work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's on your own piece of land
mm-hmm.
that you want to hold on to and you want to, you know, learn how to take care. You want to take care of your own stuff within your own space.
Yep.
Good on you. I actually really respect that. I couldn't build a house or fix a carburetor to save my life.
Yeah.
You know? However, I can talk to people. And I do know the distance between the head and the heart pretty well, at least with myself.
Sure. Yeah.
So you need both. And as long as both of those have that hard work ethic, I think that I could get along with and have a conversation with and sit down and have a long format conversation with. And it seems like that's not the case. It seems like...
It's definitely changed.
Yeah, and I don't know... I don't necessarily know why, and I don't necessarily think that...
I think having people come that want to change the eclectic, get along a little bit. You know, I've seen people that have come in with more of a, it must look like X, Y, and Z here.
So then ask
is
why.
It's very different.
Why? Why does it need to look like that?
Yeah.
Like maybe educate me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like tell me. Tell me why. Yeah. Tell me why it needs to look like this. And we can agree or not agree or whatever. Because I just don't, I don't think that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that fear drives a lot of choices for some. I think, you know, fear is a huge motivator, right? And you know, I think the people that you talked about, the people that have come up here because they wanted to leave some things behind, you know, and yet when you've developed, I love the concept of making your bed in the morning and cleaning up your room and just starting with the simple things, because the habits that you develop over time always come with you. So the same habits that you have wherever you lived and you move up here, you got the same habits here. You have the same expectations. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to see those things shift. One of the beautiful things, you talk about the Long Bridge experience, right? Everybody comes along, you know, Long Bridge, and it's like this weird portal that people drive through, and suddenly like everything opens up and you're like, oh my gosh, look at this amazing place. I got to live here. And we hear about that all the time. You know, you just hear about the experience all the time. And I think that there is something to developing I don't know if it's creating conversation or if it's just people being really brutally honest with themselves about why they're here. You know, I think the conversation will expose, right? Conversations usually expose what's in our hearts, right? So the more that what comes out of our mouth is usually what's inside of us. And so the more people talk, the more that we're able to go, okay, I just heard myself say that thing, but I don't really believe that thing. So now I got to address that thing inside of me. And I think that there's something about this next season that hopefully we can get more people having conversations because I think that people are kind of stuck in their bubble, and what they think it needs to look like, that's where they're stuck, you know? And this same thing goes on. It's on all sides in all the places that I look at. So if I look on the inside the city of Sandpoint, there's some people that want to make the city of Sandpoint specifically look like where they came from, whether it's Portland or Seattle or somewhere in California. They want it to look a certain way and provide services a certain way and do things a certain way according to what they're habitually used to. And then you've got people that live up in the woods, and they're have pulled out a little bit. They're a little bit more separated, and they want the place to look a certain way. And so for whatever reason, I don't think that a lot of those, well, I will say, I think that a lot of those the realities of our humanity, the realities of our community, the realities of this eclectic place where we all really get along. I think that is going to override the wave that we're kind of seeing ourselves kind of like. I think there's a fear that everyone's going to get crushed by a wave, but yet, you know, we don't know where it's at in the swell. We don't know. Okay, some of us are paddling out. Some of us are riding it. We don't know what's happening. And I think it's good that I love the fact that you're saying, hey, I'm going to step back and wait a little bit before I make action, make change, do that kind of stuff, because we don't know what's going to happen next, but we got to have conversations around it.
Right. And then there are some people that do. They know what's going to happen next, whether they do or they don't, you know, because of either experience or, and that's that dichotomy. And there has to be a point of decision with that.
Okay? True. So absolutely.
I'm going to back up just a little bit further because I've got two things for you.
Giddy up.
So you had said that Longbridge experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yep. There, if you've come that direction, you're going to have that experience. Yep. Okay. And then you're going to go through Sandpoint. That's another experience. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get outside of Sandpoint, and you're going to go into Ponderay and Kootenai. And then you're going to go further, and you're going to go into Naples, and you're mm-hmm. going to go into Elmira. And then, like, there's all of these different experiences, and all of yeah. them are different, and they all are going to ring true to someone somewhere.
Right.
It is not, the Longbridge experience is yet just one experience that somebody can have in Bonner County.
Right.
It is a yep. bigger thing. So yeah, don't,
there's a lot.
It's, yeah. And it's beautiful and it's mm-hmm. amazing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's but like there the first, is, the what is it, the third or fourth turnpike on Schweitzer where you can get that lookout over. It's like, wait, what did I just see?
Yeah. And you that's know? Beautiful. Yeah. And that's looking one direction.
Right.
Okay. There's three yeah. other directions yeah, compass absolutely. Wise that you can yeah. look. And it's varied and vast and broad.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So
beautiful.
There's a great deal of diversity
mm-hmm.
in our county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the second point. And actually it's more of a question.
Sure.
It's and especially a pastoral question.
Sure.
One who helps people through struggles. What then do we do when someone is choosing to be that completely honest and what it is that they said scares us? What then mm-hmm. do we do? Because mm-hmm. what you're doing is you're inviting people to be brutally honest. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not permission to be mean.
Right.
Like yeah. let's pin this with like, yeah. we're doing our best to be gentle and kind if you so choose, mm-hmm. which I would like everyone to be, because there's no sense in being violent and cruel. That's not going to mm-hmm. get anybody anywhere. Okay. Right. But
yeah.
if you are choosing to open that invitation of being honest,
mm-hmm.
then what do I do when mm-hmm. what that person says in their honesty mm-hmm. scares me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where do you put your trust?
Immediately, not in men.
Right. So people are people.
Yep.
Everybody's different. Everybody's going to have their thing. So who do I trust? Do I put all my trust in myself? Well, am I that trustworthy? You know, do kind I have, of, I got yeah. some issues.
Haven't always proven that.
Yeah, yep. right. You know, and I think anybody who's really honest with themselves can look at themselves and go, I haven't mm-hmm. always been the best.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that at some point you have to either, I think some people put their trust, you know, either in their faith or they put their trust in the system. So they'll put their trust sure. in one or the other. So sure. they'll say, okay, well, I'm going to trust God in this, or I'm going to trust that the system's going to do its thing. So, you know, and I think that that's a big divide.
And can it too. Be both?
Sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? You know, I think that's one of the beauties of what we're seeing in the national government today is that, oh, there's a lot of systems that stop things, start things, move things,
right.
regardless of
right.
Twitter, and I think that there's also this whole element of increased faith, knowing that I don't have the answers. So who do I trust? Do I put my trust in a person? You know, there's only, you know, well, to me, there's only one Messiah. There's only one Savior. There's mm-hmm. only one, you know, place that I can put my trust personally. And other people have a very different view of that. Mm-hmm. And I can totally respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, you know, if I'm putting my trust in people, I am always going to live sorely disappointed. There'll be moments of greatness. And there'll be moments of, oh, that was exactly what I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But many times, it's not going to come out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. people are people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So.
So, to that point. So
it's not to be nihilistic at all.
But, no.
You know, I think it's good to have the proper perspective. You know?
So, I do have three daughters. And each one of them they've got biology in common.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got nature and nurturing in common, but yet they are all
wildly
different. Yeah, okay. On. And, yep. and specifically with my youngest one that just left, by far the most challenging out of the three for a lot of different reasons, but I thought I knew some things. It's not that I got arrogant or cocky, but I had raised two other kids.
Yeah.
and had been through some stuff, I thought I had known some things.
Yeah, right?
Come to find out, not
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
And with her taking this next step, I was, and it just recently happened. So like we got sworn in, and then she got on a plane on Friday. So last weekend was at 40 something, I'm still finding new emotions, which was,
come on. That's awesome.
Okay.
That's good.
And I'm going to do my best to circle this back around.
On. You're good.
I was very, very proud of her and also us,
mm-hmm.
what we went through all together.
That's cool.
And it was, so me, my kids and I are common. We have this common space. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we're wildly different.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all given each other enough grace
mm-hmm.
and enough kindness and mm-hmm. enough love, all the fruits of the Spirit, to kind of operate within that.
Yeah.
But yet also still, I'm the parent, to have some side rails on that. Like, we're not going to go too far out without having some sort of consequences. We're going to have some, at the very least, we're going to have some conversations.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then I would like to believe that I would extend that to another human, because you back all that up. They are my kids for sure, but we are all still human.
Yeah.
Okay. We are all still human. So mm-hmm. if I can use that scaled measure mm-hmm. to a stranger who is still human,
mm-hmm.
then hopefully those fruits of the Spirit, not to get overly,
it's all good,
that we would be able to continue to have a non-trapping box echo chamber mm-hmm. conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Humility goes a long way. And that's really, I think, for each individual, probably the best characteristic to aim for
mm-hmm.
is to be really honest and say, I think I know, but I might not know it all. And to say, I've got opinions, but I'm always looking for the truth. And I think that the more, you know, I just think the ability to extend grace comes because there's a removal of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a removal.
Or an accepted judgment of yourself. And so correct. Therefore.
Yeah.
And so I'm because I don't want to be oh so right and mm-hmm. then be found out to be wrong. I'm mm-hmm. really cautious of other people that are so right. Like, how can you be so definitive? How mm-hmm. is it that you know mm-hmm. so much? Because in some of that, it's like, oh my gosh, you know so much.
Yeah.
Or how do you know so much?
Yeah. I think that, I think that we're entering into a really fun and exciting season of discovery, because I think the things that we think we know, we don't really know.
The things we think we know, we don't really know.
I think that there's going to be a lot of things over the next couple of years, and this is just my internal sensor, right? So, you know, I just sense that there's a lot of things that we've all taken for granted, that we've all assumed is just the case, that we're going to go, oh, it never really was like that. Like, oh, that way that I viewed that person, they were never actually like that. That was my wounding. That was my hurt. That was my thing. That wasn't them.
And it might have made it easy for me to not like them because I put that on them.
Right. But I think there's a big awakening that's coming on the scene here for a lot of people. And not to be too prophecy oriented and all that, I just sense that there is a big shift coming. And I think that people like you stepping into civic service who say, I don't have all the answers and I'm not going to pull triggers until I know I've got my aim right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that not just based on what I'm assuming will happen, not based on what I think might, maybe, could, possibly, potentially mm-hmm. come from this big bad boogeyman behind the scenes, but I really need to know. I really want to figure it out and then I'll make a decision. I think that you're kind of a first in a long wave of people coming after you that will carry that mantle, I think, in this area, that was going to be part of that pendulum swing.
Yeah,
to
I say, hope.
Instead of being divided, to be more open.
to having conversations, having disagreements, and being okay with each other instead of vilifying each other. We're gonna we're gonna actually like learn how to honor each other's humanity. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be good.
I'm good.
That's my personal. I'm just saying it because.
Right. Well. Yeah. I and I'm in agreement with you, and like you with this, someone has to go first. I do also hope that I am one of many that will come in different inceptions of these different of this next thing, because I know that there are people that are better, smarter,
right,
more like please be next.
On. Yeah. And not to say that there's not people in front of you who aren't open and who aren't, you know, waiting to make the right decisions. Like, I really appreciate the thoughtfulness of the people who've served on council. Mm-hmm. You know, just listening to the conversation about the field. Okay. It was a thoughtful process. It was not done overnight in the back room. It was done in public. It was done openly. It was done. I was very like, okay, great. You know, and you really know where people stood.
And dependent upon the level of investment in a person figuring out how we got here, you then will have a, you could have a respect for that. This was a long, diligent process, as opposed to this was the sound bite that I got. And what are you people doing?
And it was shoved down our throat,
right? Because that wasn't the case at all. Like, no, you can not at you all. Can feel you can feel that, and you can think that that's fine. But in fact, it was a very long process. So on the walk up to this, I had been watching the city council meetings on the web and all that kind of stuff, because it's there and accessible.
Isn't that nice?
But then I started going to these meetings because I wanted to see, not only did we have some really important things that were, that this council was dealing with, I wanted to watch how the mechanics of it were, as well as I wanted to understand what hot potato was going to get put on us, and how some of these people are going to close out their term or this session, and see what's going to be next. So there was a lot going on just for me as an individual, not even the years or the session before that that got them to the point of decision. Because even with talking to the council members, and we are very fortunate to have really great people in those spaces. I mean, they're human for sure, but they're great people, as well as the staff. The staff, like, we are really, really fortunate to have as involved, invested, and educated staff working for, well, I'll just be real specific, the city. That's from our public works to our fire department, to our police department, to the administrative staff. It is, they are great. We are blessed and lucky to have them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
As well as our elected.
Yeah.
And all of them are thoughtful. They take their roles, responsibility, and their job seriously. And they're not just there for a paycheck.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. I've been impressed with everybody that I've talked to. You know, working in housing, you know, you're working on a lot of different issues to make things happen. And so it's always nice to know that, man, I've got an issue. I'm looking at something, and to have open ears, have open eyes, have people like, let's think of a creative way to try and solve that solution or create a solution for that problem. I just love that. And that seems pretty consistent across
and
the
board. And that's your lane. Like, that's looking at a lane of just housing. Lane.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then we have professionals in and amongst us that, like, you have, that is made up of many lanes.
Right. Exactly.
And they're able to do it professionally and effectively and efficiently. Like, holy smokes.
So do you have any big things that you're feeling really passionate about on city council that you're feel like you're suited for, that you really want to focus on?
Serving. Like, I want to get in there and serve. Okay. I want to talk to my people. I want the people to talk to me. I want to govern responsibly and as effectively as I can.
Yeah.
And and I think that as I learn and get better at this, then I will end up having passion projects. Because a lot of folks, that was kind of the thing with the walk-up. It was very important to them, and it was very obvious that it was important to them.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's important as elected and administrators to not take on everyone else's passion projects. I think it's important to
yeah.
be able to wear a lot of different hats, because and this is I think the challenge is that when you're sitting in those seats, you are doing two different, you're doing multiple things, but two specific things. You have yourself and your own opinion, uh-huh. okay, and the education, and we will have more information uh-huh. than the average public and citizen, but you also need to represent the public and the citizens. Mm-hmm. So if you're just up there in you know, I've had one session in there. I feel it to be irresponsible for me to just be representing me and the Andy show. It's not. Yeah. And it's not the Kate yeah. show. It's not the, it's not,
yeah.
it's not the anybody show. Yeah. Like we had said before.
Agreed.
That.
Yeah. I don't see that. You know, I don't see anybody there
no.
going, oh, it's all about me.
No. And it was you know? Like, it's been great to have gone to enough of those meetings to see them laugh and joking and like having not necessarily fun with the process, but understanding that it's clunky and people talk over one another, especially with the whole process of motions and seconds and mm-hmm. like, but then also too, like this is serious. Mm-hmm. And this is a question that I either have asked or that someone has asked mm-hmm. for me to ask
yeah.
to get it on public record for you to be affirmed or held into account.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And it's nice. It's nice to see that it can be both. And yeah. there's, I don't know, maybe it's amicable is the word.
Sure. That's great. Yeah. And that's good. It should be.
Cause there's still work mm-hmm. to be done and yeah. it's not a love fest. It's not like, hey, no, you're getting along and you're getting along. Like there's too much
well,
getting
we saw,
along.
We saw that part of the election was not a love fest. Okay. So we saw some pretty intense things happening over the course of that election. And politics, unfortunately, now we get into the bad word politics, right?
Okay.
And that you see some, you know, mistruths spoken, you see people defend themselves in a pretty harsh manner.
Yeah.
You see, you know, lots of yeah. things happening and I think you said why, you know, why are people, you know, why? And I think, you know, if you're driven by an agenda or if you're driven by power or if you're driven by whatever, just be honest about it, you know, if you can.
And, right. Well, and you know. Is this you talking as somebody that is trying to run, or are these the talking points that somebody gave you to use
yeah.
to advance whatever? Like, mm-hmm. is this really you? And I work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a whole lot of time to mm-hmm. be pulled aside and mm-hmm. coached or this and
mm-hmm.
and I had a couple of people ask if they wanted to help, and I was just like, you know what, to be completely honest, I can't have your help, because win or lose, I'm trying to control the variables here, because if I win, it might not be because of what I did or said, it's because of what I heard or you said, and so now that's not me. And so if I don't win, well, then it's all because of me. Like I didn't win because I didn't
yeah.
represent. And mm-hmm. it's not as mm-hmm. though nobody talked to me, but
yeah.
it's like, I don't want, this sounds, I don't mean to be arrogant in any kind of way. It was just really a matter of controlling variables.
Sure.
Like I don't want anybody's help. I have to do this on my own. I need to stand on my own words and my own merit. And if I am made a fool, then it's on me. If something else, then it's still on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's smart. I saw a couple of people in the election get really hurt by people they were putting their trust in, you know?
Mm.
And so, I think that that's just especially being brand new and not trying to dial it all in, I think, you know, the less people you have involved, probably the better, because you came off as extremely authentic and genuine and just real. And I think that was the thing that people were like, yeah, I want that guy in there because he's just being honest.
Because I got myself without a sweaty, nervous and
yeah, come on.
And stumbly.
That was good. It was good. Perfect. So I know we're
no, you're fine.
We're going to get running here. We're going to close this out a little bit. When you look at the next phase for you, you've got, is the house empty?
Well, I have a revolving door for a house. So,
okay.
I'm closer to being an empty nester okay. than any other time. And that's one of the reasons why I did.
This is a good move.
Time-wise. to keep me emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually sound, responsibility is my drug of choice.
Okay. So when you look ahead, right, and you look at family life, you look at public life, what are some things that you're really looking forward to?
Again, to be more involved at a higher level.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Because, so this has been my challenge up to this. Like, I have a lot of thoughts and I have a lot of opinions. I would really like to button those down with fact and with knowledge and with information.
Yeah.
So then, and I'll probably end up talking less, thinking more, because I'll know more.
Yeah.
Because what I don't want to do is just run my mouth for the sake of running my mouth. It's like, it might be a better idea for me to not say anything. Right. To, again, listen more, speak less.
Cool.
And so I'm hope. So my hope is, as an elected official in this capacity, that I can continue to be invited to be a volunteer to, so like at Beer Fest or at food banks or at different things that I get invited to go and serve people. Like, oh, hey, that's our city councilman that is pouring my whatever or doing this, doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. That it gets me into a place where I can do more for more people.
That's awesome. Yeah, good.
As well as there's a ton, dude, there's so much reading and homework, and it's like going to school all over again and not knowing what your major is. And just like, oh man, which is great. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild. Wild. Well, man, it's been great talking to you. It's been a lot of fun, and I imagine we're going to do this again. As always, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're watching the podcast, hit the like button, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, share it out. If you like the conversation, get it out there. And of course, everything is at Bonner Breakdown, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you socialize on the media. So there's that. Andy, any last thoughts?
Be good to each other. Sandpoint, yeah, Bonner County.
Yep. Yep. The more I do this, the more optimistic I am.
Good.
Because I think what's really in people's hearts is a desire to come together. And I see it more and more, and it's on all sides.
And then if not, go out and cultivate more.
That's right. Yep. Yep. Go invest.
Mm-hmm.
Invest. Right. So awesome, man.
So just, I'm going to remind people that there are citywide surveys. Download the Engage Sandpoint app. Mm-hmm. Get in there. Get involved. We are in the process of collecting as much information from our people as best as we possibly can. And this, the surveys, they don't take very long, and they're great. They're great. And it's going to, for me, that will be very helpful.
And you do not have to live in the city of Sandpoint to take the surveys.
Oh, just take the, like,
just
it would be helpful for our citizens to do that.
Right. Well, if you are in the city, definitely do that.
Yeah.
But at the end of each survey, it tells asks you, where do you live? Do you live in the county? Do you live in Dover, Kootenai, Ponderay, Prescott, you know, so you can kind of say, here's where I'm at. And so that helps them clarify what the perceived needs are. So, and they've been doing a great job with the planning.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got great people.
Yep. I am, trying to get, Aaron and the guys from the planning in here for a sit down, which would be good. So
a big thanks to you, a big thanks to the outgoing council, a big thanks to the, to the current council, the mayor, city administrator, all the staff, public service, fire department, police, all of our citizens. We're in it together. We will get through this together.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'll have a good one.
All right, man.
All right. Bye.